It is time for the Arsenal of Freedom Show podcast with a new intro, apparently, due to the microphone being better this way than the other way. So today we're going to be talking about location freedom and what that means for you as a free human being. Basically, it means what it says on the tin. Where do you want to live and why? Full stop. And those are my final thoughts, and I'm going to actually put them at the beginning of the podcast this time because I have freedom to do so. But today's episode was actually inspired by one of my childhood favorite books, My Side of the Mountain by Gene Craighead George. And he didn't have a lot that he brought away. This is a story about a kid who decided to run away from home with just a few supplies. And he ran away into the Catskill Mountains to survive. And this book was my favorite book growing up as a kid. And it still holds a, you know, warm place in my heart because I still enjoy reading it from time to time. And Sam's arsenal of freedom was a ball of cord, $40, flint and steel, an axe, a penknife, and the clothes on his back. And without spoiling it too much further, he ends up living out in a tree. He hollows out a tree and just kind of lives there. And he meets some cool people, and he, you know, it's a full trilogy, but I'm talking about the first book right now. And there's a link to the full trilogy in the show notes. I highly recommend it. The second book, On the Far Side of the Mountain, is another really good edition. It's not quite as good as the first, as most middle trilogies tend to be. And then I really enjoyed the final edition. It's got the copy I have actually has a dedication by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now that I'm looking at it right now. And it talks about some environmentalism issues and why the bird, the falcon that he gets in the book, Frightful, why he can't have Frightful anymore. And he has to fight the government to do so, and it's a really big part of the plot. But that's the overall book review for this. So to apply it to your life, what tree do you want to go run away to? What mountain is your side of the mountain? Maybe for you, it's not a mountain. Maybe it's an apartment in the middle of the city. I don't like to live that way. I like to live in the country. I currently live in the suburbs, which is as close as I could get. But the moral of the story is that it doesn't take much to be free, except for willpower, or just will. Now, $40 adjusted for inflation is probably closer to $400 given the time, but in the book, he made that money selling magazine subscriptions, so basically he saved up his allowance. And the character Sam Gribble is a teenager, so, you know, scale that up to where you are in life. And I'm currently looking at some properties and sort of rearranging my personal location freedom. And I've got three family members that are real estate agents and one really good friend and friend of the show and friend of Liberty who's been fighting for location freedom for many years. And he's kind of helping me get reoriented, reconnoitered to the current situation in real estate after that big lawsuit. Also, my cousin's wife is a real estate agent. I've got two aunts that are real estate agents. So you probably know your own real estate agent, and they're probably much closer to you than you might think that they are, as far as geographically and socially, like your social connection distance. Like a sister or father or mother is a social distance versus, not to be confused with social distancing, which was the big policy over the last 4 years that personally I'm tired of. If we have to physically distance for a reason of a pathogen, we do that, but we don't socially distance. Or at the very least, I don't want to socially distance. That being said, physical distance from others greatly increases your independence and liberty. Because, as the old saying goes, my right to swing my fist ends at my neighbor's nose, or something similar to that effect. So, use your freedom. Live your life. Take it, make it your own, make it a great day.